So now, kivon shezocha zeh, as soon as you're zeicher in the chair, nischayev v'chalipin. You're zeicher back in the chalipin. So Rashi is like this. Em nosno b'teres chalipin, niknu chalipin l'keach, v'meshicha shemosav ba'al ha'nekach azu. V'ashminu b'teres chalipin metaltlim. Because we're talking about like this. I want to sell a chair. And I say now the chair is worth, let's say, $10. And you have v'chmeis another chair that's also worth $10. So I'm making a chalipin now, a chair for a chair. That's what the Mishnah means. So kivan shezocha zeh, as soon as you receive my chair, nischayev v'chalipin. Automatically, I get back to your chair. In other words, that I can make a kinyan chalipin with metaltlin. That's what the Mishnah means to tell us. And not a question of matbeya. The Rashi, the Ashmina, the Teres chalipin b'metaltlin. That time with metaltlin, I can make a chalipin. In other words, I don't have to use bedafke shoe, but anything that nishim b'damim metaltlin could be used for kinyan chalipin. And the Gemara says, they can only have a proof of this. The Ketonikos, our Mishnah right away says, Ketzad, what's the example of our Mishnah? Hechlef shor b'para. You see clearly, one guy wants to sell his ox, and one guy wants to sell his para, his cow. And they make up, listen, my ox is worth $200, and your para is also worth $200. So let's make an exchange. So the Mishnah says, as soon as I give over my shor to you, and as soon as you make a meshicha, you're kind of the shor, right away I receive back the para. As the kinyan chalipin, as soon as you get the shor, automatically I get back the chalipin, I get back the para. Oy chamar b'shor, so shmamina, this is the proof, this is what the Mishnah means to tell us. Now the Gemara says, Olamai de solika baiti mikora, that we thought before, that the Mishnah is teaching us, the matabeya, not the chalipin, according to the habamin of the Gemara, that you thought the Mishnah is teaching us, that by giving money, you could be kind of the chayfetz back with the kinyan chalipin. In other words, money, a kinyan kesef is where I pay the value of the chayfetz. I want to buy your chair, it's worth $10. So pshita, if I give you $10, I'm kind of. Chalipin means I'm not giving you $10, I'm giving you $1 bill. And because of the kinyan of the $1 bill, I want you, as soon as you're kind of the $1 bill, I want out the chalipin, but I get back the chair. So that's what we're saying, you can't do that. There's no kinyan chalipin with money. But the Gemara is asking, but according to the Havamina of the Gemara first thought, no, there could be a kinyan chalipin with money. If so, my ketzad. What does the Mishnah mean to say ketzad, an example, and it doesn't talk about money? The example of the Mishnah, by the way, is a shor to a para. So how could you have a Havamina talking about chalipin of money? It doesn't say the case of money. So the Gemara says, Hochikama. This may be what the Mishnah means to say. Like, really, the Mishnah is teaching us two things. That, first of all, true kesef, you could use the chalipin. And then secondly, the Mishnah is teaching us peiros nam miyav de chalipin, that you could even use peiros also fruit. Like, don't think maybe you have to use a shoe, but you could even use peiros also. And on this, the Mishnah says, Ketzad, where's a good example of this? Hechlef bosor shor b'para. If I exchange the meat of a shor for a para, I bosor chamor b'shor. So here also I say, kinyan chalipin, that kivun shezocha zeh, as soon as you receive my shor, right away, nischayev v'chalipin. That right away I automatically get back my para. And the para. The para now belongs to me. So kids, that was the havmin of the Gemara. But our koponim, the maskaner is no, that with money you cannot make a kinyan chalipin. Chalipin only helps either with metaltlim or with peris. Yes. Now the Gemara says, ho nicha, this is very good, le Rav Sheshis, according to Rav Sheshis Ashita. The Yom of the Rav Sheshis says, peris avdi chalipin. That peris you could use for chalipin. So then you could answer our Mishnah according to the Havamina, that even the Havamina said that money helps, but the Havamina was also that the Mishnah is teaching us two things, that both money and Paris help, and therefore the Mishnah says, Ketzah to explain the case of Paris. But that's good according to Rav Sheshis. Elo, the Rav Nachman, though, but according to Rav Nachman, the Yomar, Paris lo yavdi chalipin, Rav Nachman says, above Mitzia, Paris does not become chalipin. Says, so my Ketzah, like what's the Mishnah teaching us then? Paris doesn't help? It has to be, Paris is, before Rashi explained that anything that's not called a kli, it's not a utensil, it's called a pri. So the Havamina advice is, according to Rav Nachman, you could only make a kinyan chalipin, but the pasuk says Noah with a shoe, with a kli. But if it's not a kli, if it's some Paris or anything else, you can't use for chalipin. So it's a kasha, what does the Mishnah come to teach us then? So Mar says like this. Hochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Yesh domim shen kechalipin. There are certain cases that there's money that also has the loch like chalipin.
So Rashi says, Kula must be sin chod in milsakomar. Over Madbei Askin, and half a minute is the Mishnah talking about money. Vochi koma, this is what the Mishnah means to say. So kol anasa domim biyakadainu madbeya. Pomim shadomim koina kamoi chalipin. Din noal. Viyakish just no bateras domim. That certain times money also is a kinyan, just like noal, just like a shoe is. That's what the Mishnah means to say. And this the Mishnah says, Kate said, where's the case? Hechlev demei shor bapara. If I gave you the money for the shore, for your para, or else I demei chamor b'shor, if I gave you the money of the chamor for the shore, these are the cases of the kinyan chalipin. And Rashi says, mochaloi shor b'mona. I sell my ox for a mona. O moshkoi, and you made a kinyan meshicha, you could coin of my shore. So comes out now, v'nitzchayiv loi zeh mona. Comes out now, you owe me $100. That's the case. Then omaloi ha-moicha, now the moicha says, listen, yesh lecha para, you have a cow. So litim b'damim, sell me the cow. Omaloi hen yes, shomaloi, we came out, how much is the cow worth? B'mona, also 100. So e'b'fras, somaloi, mocha ha-shom. So kids, this is what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. That there's such a case that money sometimes helps, like chalipin. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. In other words, like Rashi just said, the case again is where first I sell you my shore. You owe me $100. So now I say to you, listen, you owe me $100, true, but you also have a parah. The parah is worth $100. So I tell you now, listen, keep the $100 you owe me, and with that $100 that I'm letting you keep, I want to be kind to the parah. So there's such a kinyan like that. That's like chalipin. That you're kind of the $100, because there I get back my apparel. But it comes out right now, it's not mamash kinyan chalipin, but this is a kinyan money. There is sometimes money works like chalipin. That's what the Mishnah means to say. So Rashi says, my time, what's the reason? So Rashi says, shani mishamois, why is this different than all other monies? There are some cases by money we hold money is not kind of. Money does not help. So how come over here this money does help? So Gemara says, Savulok Reb Yechanan. Because he holds the Tanav al Mishnah, holds like Reb Yechanan. It sounds like this. That the Yom Reb Yechanan says, Dvar Torah Midiraisa, Moyas Koinus. Midiraisa, really there is a Kenyan money. You could buy anything with money. If I want to buy a chair, I want to buy a cow, if I pay money for it, so when as soon as you get the money, right away that cow, that chair belongs to me. That's the Svar Midiraisa. However, umatam amru mishicha koina, how come the Rabbanan said that when you just pay money, that alone is not enough? When you pay money, you're not koina the chair yet. Only when you make a mishicha, you have to go up and take that chair and move the chair towards you. You have to make a mishicha in the chair. What's the reason that mid Rabbanan, they said kesef is no good, but you have to make a mishicha? Umatam amru mishicha koina, it's a gzera. We're afraid, shema yoimar, that we're afraid, maybe like this, if I pay money to buy your wheat, you have a bushel of wheat upstairs in your house. Now if I give you the money for it, and the locker is, as soon as you get the money, I'm kind of the bushel of wheat, let's say now there'll be a fire in your house. So by the moichah, it doesn't bother you anymore to save the wheat. Because as far as you're concerned, I sold the wheat already. Since I got the money for it already, so the money helps as a kinyan, so now the wheat belongs to you. So now I won't bother to take care of this wheat anymore. You come and save your wheat. It's not my wheat anymore. So Rabbanu were afraid. That's what the Meicher would say. That Shema Yermeloi, this is for Chitecha Baliyah. So we have to be afraid maybe that it will get burnt and you won't take care of it. So therefore the Rabbanu made Xer nothing doing. That even after he paid the money for it, you should know it still belongs to you. He does not have it yet until he makes the Meshicha. So now since he didn't make a Meshicha yet, it's still by you, the chitim. If a fire would come up, you'd have to be careful to put out the fire to make sure, like, you don't lose it. And you'll bother yourself to put out the fire. So that's why the Rabbanan said that money is not kaina. But I'll tell you, the klal always is, milsa de shchichi goza be Rabbanan. In a normal case where I want to buy something with money, that's the case the Rabbanan made there, that money does not help. A normal case is, I go to you directly. You have a cow worth $100. Here's the $100. Give me the cow. You have a bushel of wheat. Here's the $10. Give me the bushel of wheat. That's a normal case. So in a normal case where I paid the money for the object, the other Rabbanan said nothing doing. That the Kenyan money does not help, and you still have to make a Meshicha. But our case here is the Milsa de la Shriach.
Our case is a case that doesn't happen too often. And usually then the klal is, lo goes will be rabbonim, rabbonim do not make zeres like this. So here it's a case that's not shchiach. Again, what was the case here? That first I came and sold you my shor. So true, you bought my shor, but now that you bought my shor, you owe me $100. So I have $100 by you. So now I tell you, listen, the $100 that you owe me, instead of giving me $100, you have a parah, give me back that parah. This is the milsad l'shchiach that I'm paying now the $100 for the parah, not that I'm actually giving you money, but just since you already owe me $100, I'm telling you now, you can keep this $100 for the parah. So this is not a normal case how you buy something with money. So since it's the milsad l'shchiach, therefore the gozer beirabonin. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yechon and Shita, this is the case the Mishnah is saying, in such a case, there is a kinyan money. Because when money looks like chalipin, then the Rabbanan did not stop the kinyan kesev, they let it go through. Because usually money is the pshat is, I shell out my $100 and give it directly to you. That's the normal way. Then the Rabbanan made xera, nothing doing. We don't want that kinyan to take place until you make a meshicha. But here, you didn't shell out any money. I gave you my shor. So now it comes out, you owe me $100. So when you owe me the $100, I'm saying, listen, instead of you giving me $100, you have a parah, so I'm telling you, keep the $100 for your parah. So that's not shchiach. So in such a case, the money looks like chalipin, that as soon as you are keeping the money, automatically I get back the parah. So that's the Mishnah saying, that helps. Now the Gemara says, though, well, the Rash Lakish, though, according to Rash Lakish, though, the Yoma that says, Mashicha Mefereshes Menatera. Rash Lakish says, no, that midiraisa, there's no kinyan kesef. Midiraisa, by metaltlim, the Torah says a kinyan meshicha. That's the way Rash Lakish learns. Again, Rav Yechonin said that midiraisa, kesef is kind of all over. That's that we have to make a meshicha is only midirabonin. Rash Lakish says no. Rash Lakish learns that midiraisa, the kinyan is meshicha. That's the kinyan. See, if so, Rash is like, mi'alaflo, mi'oi, kona, mi'yada, mi'secha. Veloishno, yeah. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference whether shchiach or not shchiach, there's no kinyan kesef. Says so, what does the Mishnah mean? Honichi sabuluk rashashis, if Rash Lakish learns like rashashis, that Paris could make chalipin, the yama Paris, avdi chalipin, mitaras kurashashis. You can learn shan now Mishnah means like rashashis. That the kinyan chalipin, now Mishnah, is the kinyan of Paris. So that's good if Rash Lakish learns like rashashis. Eli Sabalok Rav Nachman, but if Rash Lakish is going to hold like Rav Nachman, the Yoma that says, Teres Layavi Chalipin, Teres, you cannot make Chalipin with it, Umaz Beya like honey. And Rash Lakish also holds that Midi Raisa, money is not the Kenyan by Metaltlin, and so by my Lukum law. What is our Mishnah talking about then? Where is the case that there's a Chalipin here with Matbeyas? Matbeyas, there's no Kenyan Kesef, according to Rash Lakish. And there's no kinyan of chalipin with Paris. So what does the Mishnah mean? So Abkorcha, for sure we have to say, Kerav Sheshes Svirulei. That for sure we have to say, Rash Lakish, that says, Midi writes that there's no kinyan kesef by Metaltlin, for sure he has to learn like Rav Sheshes, that Paris could make chalipin. So what does our Mishnah mean to say? Not the Mishnah's talking about that when the money you can keep, and the money is a kinyan kesef, just it looks like chalipin, because money is not kind of Midi Raisa. So the Mishnah means a real case of chalipin, als Paris. Paris could be chalipin. So that comes out good, of course, Rosh Hashis. So we have to say Rosh Lakish holds like Rosh Hashis. Then the Mishnah just says, Rishus HaGvoya Bekesef. Rishus HaGvoya means that money of Hegdish.
Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.
You're holding up Chof Chesam Abeis by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rishus HaGvoya. When you want to be kind of something from Hegdish, is bekesef. The way you buy it back from Hegdish is with money. We'll see in the Gemara. Or Rishus HaHegyit. But from a normal person, when you want to buy something, v'chazoka. Then you have to make a kinyan. Like Rashi says, chazoka here means meshicha. Like we had before, if you want to buy something off your friend, you have to grab it, pull it towards you. But Mashaykh, when you buy something off Hegdish, there if you pay money for it, the kinyan kesef works by hegdish. Then the Mishnah ends off that amirosa legvoya kimisirosa lehegit. When you speak out something, like you want to give it to gvoya, you want to be makta something, just by speaking out and saying harezu hegdish is kimisirosa lehegit. It's as if you really gave it over by a normal person by a hegit. In other words, by a hegdish you have to make a mesira. By a hegdish, it's enough the amir alone. The fact the person says harezu hegdish, harezu oila, with the amir alone, with the saying alone, it becomes hegdish. Tana Rabbanan, word like this: Keitzad reshus hagvoya bekesef. What does the Mishnah mean? What's the case that when you buy something off hegdish with money, you kind of it? Gizbar shenosan moyis bebehema. If the gizba wanted to buy an animal, he wanted to buy it, Rashi says, a korban tziba. The gizba has the money, and he's giving it now to buy a korban tziba, to buy an animal. So, afilo behema v'soifaylam. Even if the behema you want to buy is not near you, it's the other side of the world, still kana. If the gizba pays money for it, as soon as the owner takes the money, that's a kinyan, there's a kinyan kesef here, and the animal belongs to Hegdish. But by a regular person, we had before, it was a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, what's the reason? But by a regular person, kesef is not koina. That we had before, Resh Lakish says it's midiraisa, that you have to have mishicha, and Rabbi Yochanan said no, that midiraisa, really kesef also helps by a hedyit. It's only exerim midrabon and the shema yomrum. That the Rabbanan said kesef does not help, but you have to have a mishicha. So that's the Mishnah means. But a gizbar buys something behegdish, when he pays the money for it, automatically it belongs to him. Now ketzad amirosol igvoya kimisirosol hegdit. Where's the case when hegdish says something? When you say something to hegdish, it's as if you gave it over to hegdish. That oimer, if somebody says shor ze oila, this ox that I have, I want it to become a korban oila. Or else, the bay is the hegdish, the house that I own, I want to give it over to hegdish. So, afilu b'sayf oilam, even though the house or the animal is not near you, still kona. Still, as soon as you say it, right away it's given over, hegdish owns it. With the amira, the saying alone, it becomes hegdish's. But the hegdish, if you want to give it over to a normal person, like